She wanted to buy new clothes, buy the girls new clothes, and she admittedly wanted her own designer handbag propped up on her very own loan officer desk. She wanted to join the in crowd of successful women who, on the surface, looked like they had it all. She took a deep, longing breath and scanned through her emails again. An unopened email from a couple of weeks ago, buried at the bottom of her inbox, caught her eye. It was from one of the loan officers, and the subject line said, "Forward, exclusive loan officer mastermind with Scott Hudspeth." A little confused, she opened it. Upon seeing it, she realized that it was an email she had forwarded to herself when she was covering that loan officer's desk while she was on vacation a couple of weeks ago. The email had piqued her interest, but she'd forgotten all about it. It was an invitation to participate in a loan officer mastermind webinar hosted by Scott Hudspeth, and it was coming up next week. She felt her emotions well up inside her again as she read parts of the email aloud, seated at her secluded cubicle. Limited space available. Learn how to become a top-producing loan officer. It's probably sold out. I'm not even a loan officer. Why am I even looking at this? Her inner dialogue chimed in. But I could be one, couldn't I? Why couldn't I? Her mind continued to taunt her. As her thoughts whirled about her head, she spotted her boss walking into his office, and an overwhelming desire to go speak to him came over her. What did she have to lose? She knew there was a position available. All she had to do was ask for it. But could she do it? Did she really want to take that leap and give up her steady income? Steady but predictable, she thought to herself. Steady but not enough, her brainstorm continued. Laughter from the loan officer corner interrupted her stream of consciousness, and she looked in their direction longingly. They looked so free, so in charge. And the more she looked, the more she wanted to be them, to feel the way they looked like they felt. Diane looked back at her computer, scanned over the mastermind email, clicked reply, filled out her information, and reluctantly hit send. The swoosh of the outgoing email sent electric chills of nervous excitement up her spine. She took a long, satisfying sip of her iced coffee, stood up, fixed the ripples in her blue dress, and headed toward her boss's office. Her heart thumped in her chest as she knocked on the door.
"Come in,"
a muffled voice instructed. She pulled down the handle and pushed her way in. "Are you satisfied with your career right now? Do you look forward to going to work today? Do you wish you could make more money and provide a better opportunity for you and your family? Have you ever thought about a career in mortgage? You can make time, or you can make excuses, but you can't make both." Grant Cardone,